Praise God. Excuse me, podcast. Tough Tuesday. And excuse me, there's greatness in you, and you got to let it out. And we're going to get it out of you by empowering you and allowing you to evolve, to change gradually by the power of God. How do we do that? By giving you content with intent. It's all done through Jesus Christ, so you can maximize each and every moment He's giving you here on earth. I hope you're doing well. Hope you enjoyed your Monday. We dealt with Meditation Monday, as well as celebrating all of those members who have passed on from this life to the next in service of our country. And also, I think about personally 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verse 25. And when Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me," I also remember our Lord and Savior at this point in time. And when I remember all of the ones who have fallen in service unto the country, I remember personally as well how Jesus laid down his life for me, in service to me, for my salvation, and for you. God loves you. I love you too. And he died for you. So, Tough Tuesday. Tough Tuesday, we're going to deal with some tough and difficult situations that happen in life. And the basis of this deals with Proverbs 24:10, which speaks about if you falter in times of trouble, how little is your faith. Paraphrasing that. And as well as Leviticus 19:17, when we have to have some tough conversations. And I'm going to tie these two together for this Tough Tuesday and the following Tough Tuesdays, as God allows us to have them, to deal with a couple of things. And something I want to jump into is, yesterday we had a neighbor come over to do some hanging of a television on our back porch by God's grace. And he had insight and knowledge about this that I didn't. So our neighbor's son-in-law came over and aided me in doing this. Now, I'm a black male, he's a white male. And while he was over here, we're conversing and talking about jobs and just different things. But I started to notice the differences that always come out when there's a race difference. And to me, differences shouldn't divide us. It should bring us closer together due to the diversity of life. And how he saw things and how he was telling me about things, how I saw things, how my experience in life, this cross-pollination is going to allow me to bloom as a person, as well as I hope for him. And it struck me in this time, as I'm communicating with him, as he's putting up the stanchion for the TV, just how amazing God made our differences, but how that becomes tough. Now I take from that situation and I go to a situation that I saw on Fox News, dealing with a woman in New York at a dog park. She happened to be a Caucasian woman, a white female, with her dog off leash, and a black male who was out bird watching, and how there became a very tense situation, tough situation. And how do they deal with it? I'm not going to get into the intricate details about that. We know of the situation happening down in Brunswick, Georgia, and how that is spooling out and going forth in front of the court system, and justice is moving forward, the wheels are rolling in that direction, and just overall. And I would dare say it's not particular to a black or white. It could deal with our gender focus, our homosexuality, just the various areas. Today on Tough Tuesday, I'm dealing with the tough focus of these differences that we have that can cause a lot of problems, but if addressed properly through the lens of scripture, they're not as tough as they may be. I'm not saying they won't be tough, because there's the nature of the flesh, the nature of thinking, the nature of certain habits, certain things we've been conditioned in. Took a look at that from yesterday, I believe. The focus, though, is can our belief in God and what we believe that God is doing, our faith, direct us through tough times? Can we have a foundation of faith that evolves us and changes us so we do things differently and see things differently? There are some natural things that we have been brought up in, certain things we've been taught, but they may not be truth. They may be a fact, they may be a consistency of nature, but they may not be true. And then we act out of that based off what we believe. But God has came and allowed us to see things differently so we can address tough situations such as racial differences and move forward based off our belief and faith. Now, will that fix every problem? I'm not trying to fix every problem. What I want you to do is be able to address problems based off the faith and belief you have and make it practical. Knowing there's going to be differences and knowing that the God I serve will allow me to see and discern these differences and approach them with the right and non-combative attitude to communicate, which leads me to my second piece of communication. Based off my faith and my belief and my prayer life and my ability to pray to God to give me discernment and direction, I can thereby communicate in these tough situations in the right way. Okay, what is the right way? The right way is be able to listen first. Seek to understand before I seek to be understood. Using non-combative words, moving in forgiveness, moving in grace and humility and mercy and compassion. You saying, that's a lot of stuff, Kevin. Should I write it down? Yes, you should. Because you've been put into certain situations that are so tough, and then instead of really responding to the situation like a firefighter responds to a fire, you react. And when you react, you don't really have an opportunity to see exactly what's going on. There was a thought or a way of thinking when I was in New Jersey. It was a comment that would often be made called, man, I just blacked out. Or they were short and say, I blacked. And what they were saying was, or what they were trying to convey with those words were, that I went to a place in my mind where things just got dark and I started punching or I started kicking or I started using profanity. And that's a reaction. When you go to the doctor and you have a checkup and it hits your knee reacts and goes up. They're testing something. And I believe God, through certain situations and contexts, test us and see if we're going to respond in faith or react in our natural tendencies. And I'm telling you, this Tough Tuesday, we can no longer just react. We have to respond in faith and communicate. Communicate with our spouses, communicate with our children, communicate with our lives. If we don't communicate our faith, then what is our faith communicating to us and others? There's going to be tough times and there's going to be differences, but how do you deal with the differences? How do you deal with the tough times? Can I communicate effectively, efficiently, so that in those situations, they go from being tough to now timely test that teach me. They go from being tough to now timely test that teach me. What are you being taught by the tough times? Take this Tough Tuesday and address situations in your life currently that you have not been addressing, and watch your faith grow and your ability to communicate God's truth to others and to yourself more effectively. Tough Tuesday. Be empowered. Be blessed. God loves you, and I love you.